So welcome, everybody. This is our one-hour call to kind of kick off our registration that's going to happen tomorrow for the fall 2009 Outside the Job Box Career Coach Program, which I am now renaming in the coming up very shortly, the Passions into Profit Coach Training Program. And I'm one of those people who I often like to hear from people who have, you know, gone to a restaurant before I go to the restaurant or seen a movie before I go see a movie. So I thought, well, I think it's great to also have some other people on who have been through this program in different ways so that you can kind of learn from their experience and hear, you know, as they say, from the horse's mouth. And each one of these people, I selected them because they're each kind of coming at it a little bit differently and doing different things with their business. So since not everybody's coming from the same place, I thought it'd be neat to get a little bit of a diversity here. So I've got my work cut out for me because we've got five people, and I want to make sure that we stay on track. And I also want to address some frequently asked questions that I have received today, so we'll get to those at the end. And if we do have time, we can open it up to do some brainstorming for anybody who's trying to think about a niche they might want to go into. Worst case, if we don't get to the brainstorming, I'm thinking about doing something a little bit later in the week where you could have a call-in session, you know, and chat with me for a few minutes to do that. So we'll see how our time goes. So we're going to kick things off tonight, and we're going to start with Susan Baker from the L.A. area. Welcome, Susan.
Hi. Thank you, Valerie.
And, Susan, I think you were in the very first program that I did. Is that right, 2007?
Yes.
So I really have people here from all my different, you know, versions. And you're unique, I think, because you have this kind of interesting niche, which is you're out in the Hollywood area. You
uh-huh.
are and were an actor, and you're in production. And you're actually specializing in people who, actors who need a second income stream while they're waiting for, auditions and so on. They need to have that flexibility.
Right.
And I'm also hearing a lot of heavy breathing, so I'm not quite sure if people are just really excited about the Hollywood angle or just holding the phone a little too close here. So just, okay, it's better now. So tell us about what you're doing. I know just tell us about the Hollywood thing, first of all. How did you come up with this niche? Why did you decide to focus on this population?
Well, I have been an actor really all my life, and when I came out to L.A., I ended up working in the film business, in development and production, but I kept the acting going on the side. I've had a theater company pretty much the whole time I've been here, and I'm running across actors and writers all the time. I also work with writers. And, you know, the number one thing that I'm always hearing from them is that it's very, very tough for them to get jobs, but that they have the flexibility to be able to go to auditions or to write their scripts. Most of the time they end up waiting tables, and that can be, as we all know, it could be a very, very challenging thing to do, and it's exhausting. And so, you know, of course, coming from this work, I knew that I could help them really brainstorm other ways to use not only their acting and writing talents, but other talents that they may not have tapped into to, you know, for other revenue streams.
That just makes perfect sense, because it's a, you know, captive audience who, like you said, they need that flexibility, so they can't really do the 9-to-5 kind of thing. So what's great about that is then it really helps you kind of hone, okay, for you, we need to find something that's, you know, kind of portable or flexible so you can kind of move in and out of in case you do get, you know, get some kind of a gig.
Right. And another niche that I sort of naturally fell into, because it sort of defines my life, and is helping Hollywood, you know, people escape Hollywood burnouts. Because I would say 98% of the people that I meet in the entertainment field are very unhappy in what they're doing, and mostly it's because they can't have a normal life at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fun in the beginning, but it gets really old after about 2 years.
Right.
So that's another niche that I'm kind of working on, because they have very, very strong skill sets, and
mm-hmm.
they really have so many different talents to pull from, but they're just not finding fulfillment in their livelihood. So,
right, which kind of goes back to what do you want your life to look like, you know, part of the
exactly.
the process in the program. So as I'm looking at your website, and I should tell everybody that the website is escapehatcher.com, ESCAPEHATCHER, because you help them hatch their escape plans. So escapehatcher.com. And you've actually got a few different models going. You do private coaching, individual sessions, and then you also have, you know, kind of a package or a program. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. What I decided to do was I love doing the single sessions, and I, you know, because that's just what I call the discovery phase now. It's where we can really help them figure out what they want to be doing, you know, and then try to come up with some actionable goals and plans. But I was finding that working with a lot of people, they really wanted more, and I do have single sessions that I'll do that are just sort of add-ons, but I was finding that people really wanted sort of a cohesive program, so to speak, that they could sort of go through the entire process of not only figuring out what they want to do, but then really defining it and then really designing it. And so now I have a program that's a six-hour program where they go through, it's sort of, you know, it's pretty much a third, and we not only figure out what they want to do, but then we really define it. We define the different revenue streams. We define exactly what it's going to look like and feel like. And then from there, I take them into the beginnings of really getting it going, making them think about all the different elements that they're going to need to think about in starting and launching something. And then if they need, you know, more in-depth work, I either refer them to an expert in the field, or we can do, you know, single sessions from there.
And what are you charging for your package?
For the program, it's $450. Mm-hmm. But I do offer a 20% discount when people sign up for my mailing list.
Yep.
So I've had a lot of people come to me, and if they find that price daunting at all, I remind them that they will get a discount if they sign up for my mailing list. And usually that's what they end up doing. And so we find out that that works really nicely.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm sure there are people for whom that would be daunting, but I think of this friend of mine who was in career transition, and she paid some, like, resume writing company, it was like $3,000, you know, and they promised that they'd help her write her resume in this way that was, you know, going to guarantee her jobs. And I ended up kind of rewriting it after they rewrote it.
I've
hired people, and I didn't think it was very good. So, you know, it all depends what, you know, where you want to put your money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I really, I try to give a lot of value. I mean, it's not just the sessions, the sessions that we do together, but I check in with them via email and or phone calls during the week. I see how they're doing. And then, of course, we have follow-ups once we're done. I like to know where they're going and what they're doing, because it's exciting for me to see their, you know, ideas grow.
And I'm sure you're dealing with people at different, you know, ends of the economic continuum, but, you know, in my experience working with my former life was in marketing services to the affluent is, sometimes if people have a lot of money, they also expect you to charge a premium, or they don't think your work is valuable. So, you know, as everybody listening in is out there thinking about, you know, setting their fees, there's a lot of, you know, considerations, you know, who you're working with and what you're offering and so on. And I think most people price themselves too low, then price themselves too high.
Right, yeah. This
now,
is true.
Yeah, and you're also doing workshops. Tell me about that. You have one coming up called Making the Third Work for You.
Yeah, and basically that is the same kind of work, but I call it the third, which is the amount of our lives that we spend usually, making some sort of income to support ourselves. Hopefully, you know, with this kind of work that Valerie is such a pioneer in, it'll be work that we love and it'll be fulfilling. But regardless, we all spend about a third of our life making the money that we need to survive. So I designed a program that's, you know, taking all of this sort of important work in this program and sort of boiling it down into a two-hour session where we really, you know, I help people figure out what they want to do, and it sort of becomes like a mastermind in a way, because we use, you know, the energy from the group, and before you know it, everyone, we're working on ideas for everyone, but the whole group is joining in and really helping figure out really creative ideas for everyone, and everyone leaves, you know, excited and energized. So I really love doing the workshops because it's just the exuberance and the energy is really nice to feel.
It is. It's a great feeling. And just from a marketing perspective, even if the workshop itself is not this huge moneymaker, you're still getting paid to do something that's fun and interesting. And it's a great way to introduce yourself to a larger number of people who then might become a paid client.
Exactly. It's a really great way to sort of get out there, get your name out there, get people to know you and really the kind of work that you're doing and then what you're bringing, you know, your authentic self that you're bringing to the work. And I find it, I just meet so many fascinating people, and we usually, you know, more often than not, at least two or three of the people from the group I keep in touch with, I become friends with. So that's been really, you know, positive. And then they're, you know, they'll make referrals for you. They'll refer people to you. You just never know where it can lead. So it's been a really great experience for me.
That's neat. Now, as I recall, when we set you up with a practice client as part of our, you know, as part of the Outside the Job Box training program, we set people up with a couple of practice clients. It shows you right in. At first, I was making it optional, and I realized people were doing it. So now I make you get a practice client, which is really good because it builds confidence right away. You get a testimonial right away for your website, and you ended up making a really nice connection with your person you worked with, and then she ended up becoming one of the consultants.
Yes, Marlene. Yes, I worked with her. We just hit it off. I mean, she was my practice client, but then she wanted to work longer and work on more stuff, so she did end up, you know, hiring me then once she had been through the practice sessions, and it was great, and we're still friends to this day, and we're part of a mastermind group together, and yes, she went and took the course after me and just loved it, so.
Well, that's nice. I mean, it's just nice that, you know, people build these connections, and I know we're going to talk about the, we have a networking site just for people enrolled in this program, and I know you actually then connected with someone else who's taking the program who lives in your town.
Yes, I connected with Charlene on the site, and we've become very good friends, and we love having each other to rely on. We started a mastermind group together. I was just with her yesterday, actually, and that's been really great. And, you know, she took the course, I think, a couple of sessions after I did, but it's been really nice to have that support system. We kind of all know the work. We know what we're doing different things with it, but it's been really nice to, you know, to know each other and to be able to share tips, tools, and resources.
Yeah,
and the site is fabulous, by the way.
The networking site.
Yeah, it's really, really great to be able to keep in touch with other coaches.
Like, I give all that credit to Lisa because she set that up. But it's a great site. And there was a couple people in Australia. The same thing happened. They realized they live in the same town. Same thing happened with two people in Ontario. So, you know, the world is getting smaller here.
It is.
Yeah. So we've got to move on. But let me just ask you real quick. I know your networking, part of your marketing, you have a newsletter. And, again, we're talking to Susan Baker at escapehatcher.com. You have a newsletter. You're doing this laptop luncheon launch, quick launch program coming up soon. That's very creative. And you're doing lots of networking as well.
Yes. I go to several networking groups, and then I'm actually just taking over the organizing position for another meetup group that actually is in my neighborhood, and I call it NoHopreneurs because it's North Hollywood. So I took over the organizing of that. That's been really great, lots of great energy in that group, and then I go to a lot of other groups, and I cannot, you know, recommend that enough. When you're starting your own business or your own practice, go to networking groups, get the support from other people out there doing different things and things similar that you're doing, and it really makes a huge difference. You meet so many people, they'll make referrals for you, you can make referrals for them, and I found that to be invaluable.
That's great, and we'll talk later about, you know, those of you who are either in a remote area, rural, or introverts, because, you know, there's other ways to market. But, you know, I would suggest, again, to most people, we don't get out there enough and just meet people and talk to people. So any, you know, kind of advice to folks thinking about taking the program or anything that you found particularly useful about the Outside the Job Box training program?
Yeah, I mean, I just would say, again, and I've said this many times before, but I, you know, when I found Valerie, I felt like I found a kindred spirit, because so much of what I believed about livelihood and all of those things, it was just all there in black and white in her newsletters and her website. And when she put this program together, I couldn't sign up fast enough, because I knew that all the work that she was bringing to it was so authentic, and it just felt so right for me. And then when I took the course, it was just, it's incredibly well organized, incredibly well thought out. She basically hands over the keys to the kingdom, I say, because she is basically taking the blueprint of what she does, when she started this work with her clients, and giving it to you so that you can create your own practice doing the same thing. And then, of course, you can add to it, modify it in any way that you see fit. But it really, it's a way to start, without starting from scratch and reinventing the wheel, this gives you everything you need to know to get up and going pretty much virtually overnight. I mean, it's incredible. You know, all the tools that you've given, from scripts to methodology to everything, it's all right there. So, without that, it could have taken me years to really figure out what I was doing.
But you would have.
Yeah.
but I'm glad I could give you the keys. Yeah.
Exactly. It makes a huge difference, and just to learn your theories and your practice and everything, and to feel like I've come home. I mean, that's what it felt like to me. Like I was meant to do this.
Right. That's a great feeling. Well, I'm glad that you took it and you're making it your own, because it's really all about people bringing their personality and their own self. So thank you so much, Susan. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
Susan Baker, escapehatcher.com. We're going to move ahead here because I realize I have to go faster. We're going to talk to Steve Coxey. And it's funny, cause I was saying this earlier, that Susan is from California, Steve is from Texas, and everyone on this call is either from Texas or California. That was not intentional. So if folks are not on right now, because we're going to talk to Steve, you can go ahead and push *6 if you want and mute yourself if you'd like to, and then you can, hang out in the background. Steve, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, welcome. Let me do a little introduction of Steve. Steve was a professional counselor and then a small business owner, and he training staff on child development and supervising their work with children. And Steve brings his passion for helping people use their strengths to overcome challenges and realize their potential to coach. And he defines himself very much as a life design coach. And let me give everybody your website. It's discoveryoutlook.com.
Discovery Lookout.
So, what did I say? Oh, I'm saying Outlook. I'm looking right at it, but I'm saying it wrong. Thank you. Discovery Lookout. Well, it could have been worse, Steve. I could have said Discovery Outhouse.
Hey, I wonder if that one's taken.
I bet no one's grabbed it.
Some of the best ideas.
Absolutely. DiscoveryLookout.com. Thank you. So, Steve, tell us what you're doing. Let me just tell people, Steve stood out to me a long time ago when he was very active on the Fast Track Forum, which is now kind of the Dream Accelerator Forum. And then he got very active with the Passions into Profit, coaching people, and he's very active on that networking site as well. And you've just always been the standout guy who clearly loves helping people. So talk about your role and why you got involved in this program.
Well, I think probably like a lot of people, reached the point of deciding what's my next career stage. After we sold our family business, which was a preschool and child care center, I returned to being a professional counselor for a while, but with the mindset I want to grow from here to doing something to help people use counseling-type skills, to improve their lives as opposed to overcome, serious problems. And I was doing a search about, career options and ideas, and that's how I found your site originally, Valerie. And I thought, wow, look at this, all these creative ideas, and I got energized. And I would read a story, about someone who, maybe the doctor who started growing chocolate. I don't know if that was your site or one I found off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the guy who heads to the Caribbean to run a sailing place,
right,
seasonally. And every time I hear the story, I'm like, oh, maybe I want to do chocolate. Maybe I want to go to the Caribbean and sail. And I realized over a few months that what really excited me was the power of possibilities,
mm-hmm,
and that people finding their dreams and really tailoring their lives to what they wanted to do. And I got so excited. I said, what in the world is this? This is like helping people grow and develop. And it clicked in my head. That's what counseling was supposed to be when I studied it. Now, counseling was about helping people figure out their passions and their values and their goals and making them real. And it became all about therapy, and I got lost in that cloud. So my path became applying all these skills that I've learned about how people grow and develop and how they make contact with their passions and their calling and use their emotional energy in a positive way to create lives they love. And that took me to coaching, which I've studied, and also to your course, which for anyone listening who's considering coaching or who's had coach training, wondering how it fits, it's beautiful. It's this amazing integration because your information, your process is very specific, very information-rich. a very dense program for giving people tools and sparking their creativity, whereas coaching is about, you know, helping other people who lead the way. Your program is about filling in all those blanks for someone that's in a career search. And for me, that's just, it's magical.
Well, yeah, I think that is one of the big differences, because with coaching, it's hard to lead somebody to this conclusion that they could go, you know, have a business making chocolates on a sailboat in the Caribbean, you know.
Right.
If they're not aware that that option or possibility even exists, they might never reach that. So that's the difference, is when you are more that in that consulting role, you know, or teacher role, as you all are learning how to be or have learned how to be, you're more presenting people with options. Well, what about this, and have you considered that, and what do you know, how does this fit? And
it is, because one of my favorite parts of coaching, in the broader sense of coaching people, is the brainstorming, where you help
mm-hmm.
them look at new ideas, and that's what's most appealing about your approach for me, because you're a brainstormer. You're a creativity magnet. You just, you know, see ideas and draw them to you, and you teach people to do that as well. And also, your program is your process and your information, but it is, you're not expecting everyone to follow your footsteps exactly or to do it in this exact way. You're simply saying, this is what I do, and this is how I do it. Now take it and make it your own. And I have had some surprising ways that has become my own. I was working with a small business coaching client who already has her business established and was, you know, struggling with marketing and different things. And in the back of my mind, I started hearing some of these things that, you know, I'd studied and we learned and discussed on the forum about, you know, what do you want your life to look like? And I brought that into our coaching, and it made a huge impact on her. She started really looking at the nature of her business and how she does it, and she made some radical changes. She cut her overhead. She cut her out of the home office, decided to work from home, work only when she wants to. She's making the same amount of money, or actually maybe a little bit more, and she's a lot happier. And that was just because of the process that I learned of, you know, make your life fit your work, or make your work fit your life. You know, don't just go chase something, but find out how you want to live, and then find the work that is compatible with that.
I'm glad you brought that up, Steve. I didn't mean to interrupt you. What were you going to say?
Oh, just that it was just really cool that it was able to help her take what was her dream but had been kind of forced into boxes by
right.
what people expect, and make it her own.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's the thing that I want people to understand about this work, is that, you know, generally speaking, you're probably going to be working with people who want to be self-employed. But the reality is, you can also very much take this work and use it to work with people who are already small business owners, to help them brainstorm other profit centers and other income streams as well.
Absolutely. Help them to make their business sustainable, and not just financially sustainable, but sustainable in a lifestyle sense. You know,
mm-hmm.
do you want to be working this way 5 years from now? Or add, you know, as every business changes, every part of the economy changes, as, you know, things come and go, help them prepare for the wave of the future, help them to be on the cutting edge, so that they don't get, you know, so that they're not making, you know, whips for buggies when the car is invented, that sort of thing. It's,
mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
It's a big picture approach that, if people learn it and apply it, it just expands your own ability to provide and deliver information to people. That's what's really cool. And one other quick story. I had a friend that he and his wife and kids had moved away over 10 years ago, and then we hooked up over Facebook. And just shortly after that, he said, okay, you're doing this career whatever thing, you know, and I'm reaching a point where I want to, you know, he's a bit older than I am, so he's kind of at that semi-retirement age, a few years from official retirement age, and wanted to, you know, make the big change.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had a conversation. I talked with him, and because I knew some things about him, and we, back and forth by email, we had a sort of a mini laser consultation, and he just lit up with all the possibilities of things that he already has as skill sets and interests and how he could apply them. And, you know, he left that phone call with about 4 or 5 things to go check out. And that was just, you know, it was just so very special to be able to offer that to a friend. Like, hey, you know, we haven't talked in a while. Hell, let's spend 45, 50 minutes talking about this. boom, and it's going to change his life.
You know, yeah, and I think we take that for granted, that people, there's not that many of us around. You know, when people talk to possibility people, it's very energizing for them, and you can just see this door opening and their options widening, and they get excited, and then it's exciting for us. It's fun to do this work, I think.
Absolutely.
It's kind of a little high. So real quick now, I just want people to know that when we start the training, that you have raised your hand and offered to do kind of a series of kind of kickoff phone calls to help people get started. So it's about kind of your taking a look at what's your personal vision for the course and for your future business, and thinking about a realistic schedule for staying on track and building an accountability. Have I captured it? Is there anything else you want to say about that?
That's pretty much it. Just that when people start in the training, they learn that one of the things they can offer, if it suits them, offer to their own clients, is once they develop this overall plan, they can help their clients with coaching or accountability or ongoing consultation if they choose to.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the people who go through the training, we found out we need that ourselves. So we're in accountability groups, maybe a success team. We talk to each other on the site, and I just realized that everybody, even people with creative ideas and inspiration, we get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm putting it in terms of a process of helping everyone connect with what's their motivation and their own passion, and then turning that great big elephant of a vision, into individual bites, so that we can accomplish it a step at a time together in success teams.
Because it really is, but one step at a time, and people get excited, and then they lose steam. So, this is just one of the many things that we're doing to help people, get on track, stay on track, and really build this exciting future for themselves. So I appreciate you doing that, Steve.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is going to be fun. We're gonna move on. I want to talk to Karen Heck, and Karen's a good example of somebody who doesn't need to be a coach. I don't want people to get the impression that you have to have a coaching background to do this kind of work. Hey, Karen.
Hi, Valerie.
Hey, and let me talk about Karen. Karen is a retired Air Force sergeant. I always thought sergeants were, mean, because you guys do the drills and stuff. But you always think of the sergeant as the tough one, eh, Sarge? But, Karen is one of the nicest people you would ever want to meet. I can't even imagine you yelling at anybody, Karen.
I have my moments.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure we all do. Karen, let's talk about, so here's this retired Air Force sergeant. What drew you to this kind of work? And then we're going to talk about your niche market in a moment.
Okay. What drew me to it was, number one, I ended up with an illness that they told me that I only had 6 months to live. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do with myself? And, of course, I was preparing to die. And then they realized, oh, wait a minute, actually, you're not going to die. You're getting healthy. And I had to figure out what I was going to do because I'm retired from the military now, and I was prepared to start my second career, but I didn't start it because of that diagnosis. And so then I was like, okay, I need to figure out what I need to do with my life now. And I knew I needed something that was going to be flexible because, as you all know, I travel, you and the group know, I travel so much. Me and my husband are always somewhere different. And so I needed something that was flexible, but I know I needed something that I could help people. And I've always liked helping people. I just didn't know what it was. And that's what drew me to it, first of all.
Yeah, and let me tell everybody that Karen's website, this is Karen Heck, her website is giveyourselfpower.com. GiveYourselfPower.com. So I know, let's talk about your niche market or markets, and also a little bit about how you're going about marketing your practice.
Okay. I do everybody right now because I'm still setting up, trying to get my foot through the door on my niche market. And my niche market, of course, is retired military, veterans, and their spouses, because I really understand being in the military, I understand the spouses who need a job but can't find it because they're always being uprooted.
Mm-hmm.
And so most people don't want to hire a spouse because they know sooner or later their husband or wife is going to have to move in 2, 3, 4 years, and they don't want to spend the time training and all that stuff. Another thing is most of them want something part-time, and so they're trying to figure out where this all fits for them, and so they spend their lives helping their their loved one, and they're kind of left in the dark as to what to do. And so those who are retiring from the military, a lot of times they think they want a job, but most of the time they want to do something else, and because they're starting that second career, and they want it to be a little less tension than what they had when they were in the military. And, of course, veterans, because I'm a veteran, and mainly towards disabled vets, those who are dealing with disabilities but still able to work and still want to work but won't get hired because most people think that they can't handle the load and or that they might even be, that they not might not even be around long enough to do it. And I know because I've experienced it.
Right. And, I mean, online businesses, I mean, there's so many opportunities now for people who are portable and mobile and people with disabilities who, you know, at a previous time, things might have been more challenging on the work front.
Yes, exactly.
And so tell me about your writing, Karen. I know when you and I talked, you told me you were writing articles and so on.
Yes, I'm writing for an agency called Viva Choices, and it's vivachoices.com. And I do a little paragraph right now, and I met this young lady on the National Professional Association for Women, and I'm a member of that. And she said, Karen, what you have to offer is really, really valuable, and I would love for you to start writing a weekly article for me. And so what I've done is taken those wonderful inspiration nudges that you give us,
mm-hmm.
and I take that whatever that quote is, and I write based on that, and I submit my paragraph, maybe a little longer sometimes if I have more to say, and I submit that every week. But also her and I are partnering up, and her agency, we're going to be partnering up on some things down the road. She's putting some things in place which will include me to partner up with her clientele and to help them along. So in the process, I've started out writing a project called the Passion Project. So it's so interesting that you're renaming the course, Valerie,
mm-hmm.
because she said to me, she said, Karen, the thing I'm running across is the group that I am dealing with, the 40 and over and more mature group, they don't even know what their passion is anymore because they've been working in the workforce for so long that they have no clue. And so she said, we need to have something where they can help guide them and help them learn what their passion and what their dreams are because they've lost them or they've been living somebody else's dreams and working somebody else's passion for so many years
mm-hmm.
that theirs got lost in the process. So I have the Passion Project written. I just really need to have it looked over and proofread and make sure that I have, you know, the right people acknowledged based on some of the information that I've used and all that stuff. So it's in the process of finding someone to proofread it for me.
That's great. That's exciting.
Thank you.
And, you know, what I think is neat is that everybody can really come at this using whatever their skill sets are. So whether it's, you know, delivering workshops, whether it's being out networking, you know, whether it's writing, it's about, you know, what are my gifts around getting my message out to the world and how can I use that to build my business and help more people in the process.
Yes, and most of the time, and of course I find that most military personnel, when they're retiring, they've forgotten their passion, too, because our lives have been, you know, just totally concentrated around our military career. So a lot of times what our passion and dreams are, we don't even focus on those because we're so focused on the now
mm-hmm.
and the right then. And so once we get ready to retire, we're like, okay, what do I want to do? And most of us go do what we did when we were in the military, but we really don't want to do that,
mm-hmm.
but that's what we know.
Yep.
And so that's another project that helps them to get started in the direction to go, oh, I can actually do something outside of what my career choice was in the military.
Right. And you know what I find, Karen, even if people know what their passion is, they don't think about that they can monetize it, you know. So they might think that, oh, I loved to draw when I was a kid, or I loved to dance, or I, you know, used to like, or like watch bird watching, or, you know, gardening, whatever their thing is. But they don't realize that they can monetize it. And that's what being a passions into profit consultant and coach and teacher and educator is helping people see how they can turn that into a small business and generate income.
Exactly. And that's another thing that I find military personnel and veterans, they don't realize that they can take all those gifts and interests and dreams and passions and turn it into something that could actually bring them an income.
Right. Yep. And just for the folks listening in, you know, how the program and your practice therefore helps people is is when you get a client, they automatically, you're able to give them a copy of Finding Your True Calling, which is my ebook, and anybody here can run out and get it on Amazon if you want to for $24.95. But it's, and I'm not trying to sell it to you because I probably make, you know, like $5 off that. I'm telling you this because it gives you a tool that you can give to your clients. You can give them these very specific exercises that really prod and invite them to think about what do you love, what kinds of things make you happy, so that you have something to work with when you actually sit down, you know, or on the phone with an actual client. So we're going to move on to Stephen Wright in just a second. Is anything, Karen, that you'd like to say to people about the program, you know, the training element that you found useful, or any advice to anybody listening in who's thinking about taking this course?
Yes, I would like to say you're going to find that the small groups, the support is so important, and it's so helpful to catapult you to where you're trying to go. And then the practice clients, that was one of the best things you could have done for us, Valerie. My practice clients gave me the confidence I needed, even though I knew I could do that and could do this kind of work, but like everybody else, I was still nervous, so I really, really, truly loved having my practice clients, and they were very good. And I had a couple of difficult ones, too, and that was a very good help, too, because you dealt with that in the course, but I also got a chance to put it in action. And I would just like people to know that you won't regret it. It'll be worth your money. You will get more, in fact, than what you pay for. And that it's possible, it's real, and it's worth doing for yourself personally. And it is so worth investing in your own self.
Well, I think self-education is the best investment. So I appreciate that. Thanks so much, Karen.
You're welcome.
Now, we're going to move on to somebody in a very different situation, to Stephen Wright. Stephen, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. And Stephen is with Wright Career Coaching and Consulting, and located in South Central Texas between the beautiful hill country of Austin and San Antonio, so hook 'em Longhorns. Or should I say gig 'em Aggies? I don't know.
Yes, well, I have to walk that line because I have clients in both camps.
Yeah, you got to be careful down there in Texas which school you support, you know. I've spoken at both of those schools, so I know to be careful. Stephen, you're in a different situation than the other people on the call tonight, because most of your career development work at the moment is as a contract, I'm not sure what to call you, a facilitator for corporate clients. Say more about the work you're doing right now.
Well, what you would have called me 20 years ago is a job search trainer or coach.
Okay.
And that whole field has evolved. I'm a contractor who provides transition support services through a company to their client companies who are literally all over the country, including Canada. I have clients East Coast, West Coast, and all points in between that I work with virtually. Most of them are in situations where they have been caught up in the reduced number of jobs in the economy of the last 20 months and are searching for jobs in some form or another. So that's my primary focus right now. It was not my intent at this point in this year to have that be my primary focus, but there's been so much of that work and the demand has been there that my attention has stayed there. I had intended to be more fully into the work that we're all talking about tonight, and that's what I hope to at some point have be the primary stream of income for me and still be doing some of this other work on the side. But as I said, there's so much demand right now that it's just hard to turn people away and not provide the support. However, an interesting thing has occurred along the way, and I think in part it's a realization of a path that I was on. At a point in the transition work that I was doing, the job search work that I was doing, I began to realize that, you know, the whole world of work was changing, and there were things available to us that had not been for a long time, and many, many people were very unhappy. And as opportunity came to them in the form of, your job is going away, you have to go find another one, the fact that it was an opportunity became very obvious to an awful lot of folks. They did not want to go back into corporate America. They wanted more control over their lives. They wanted more quality of work life, or more importantly, life and work. So I kind of found myself moving to and supporting and growing the idea more and more of doing that kind of work. How do I do it? Where do I? So I started searching. Started a personal search for myself, too, because as many folks have said tonight, this was something I was doing for me as much as for what I might be doing for clients. And I have found that this process, Valerie's process and materials, and the basic concept that she works from of, you know, what do you want your life to look like? And then from there, what do you have to offer to help get you to that point? How can you create that path that you want and that future that you want? All of her work just fits hand in glove with what I do, especially as more and more clients are saying, you know, I really don't want to go back to corporate America, or I'm at an age that I don't want to work for somebody who's half my age, or I'm young and full of energy and well-educated, and I just can't imagine myself being in a corporation for 30 years as if that really exists anymore. So all those factors kind of come to play in what I do and how I put it together, and I found that, you know, there's a very, very good synthesis between the materials that they just and the approaches, and Valerie's stuff is just gold. I mean, you can turn to any page in the manual, and you'll find something new for you and something new for your clients, and in many cases, I find something that works with just job search transition folks, and even if they're going to look for something in the same arena, the same industry, the same kind of work, the first question I find myself asking most of them anymore is, what do you want your life to look like? As you go forward looking for this, how are things going to be the same, or how are they going to be different? Where is the value to you in the job you're looking for?
And sometimes it's as simple as, you know, is there a way that you can get a shorter commute? Or work with less crazy people, you know?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I do, and I've been doing for a number of years now, is look at the things that are changing in the world of work, and the barriers that we face and the things that become more and more and more difficult. And, of course, the ever-increasing commute, of course, horrendous gas prices that prompted a lot of people to start thinking differently. Many, many companies, including the government, have stated goals that they intend to put at least 10, 20, 30, 40% of their workforce in a virtual setting at least part of the time, is creating opportunities. And we finally have the promise of the technology we've been hearing about for 20 years to let us work that way.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. So what I think is neat about your work, Stephen, for people listening in, is that you're in a cyclical kind of work, because right now
yes.
there's a lot of people looking for jobs, and then the tide is going to turn, and then it's going to be all about recruiters trying to steal people away because, you know, people can't find enough good people. So it's always a cyclical kind of thing, which is good for you because then as things shift, you can get a different plate kind of spinning in terms of your income streams and your work.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the things when I said right now that I'm still very heavily in this, when I expected to be more into the passion work that we're talking about. But I see the swing coming. You know, there are some little indicators already that things are starting to change in the economy. And one thing that will happen is a lot of the work I'm doing will drop off because there will be fewer people losing their jobs. There'll be a lot of demand for people. Another thing that's running parallel and will continue to run is the fact that a lot of these jobs that are going away in sectors that will not regrow. So many of those folks are going to have to find their way to new things. And so
right,
they're going to be a client base for you.
Yeah.
They're going to come knocking on your door to help them find their passions and help them find their way to make those passions profitable for them, because where they've been won't be there anymore.
Yep, exactly. And I know, you know, you have a training background, as I do, and so you and I had chatted a little bit about how my larger plan is to really kind of roll this program out to a much larger audience. I think there is a place in some sectors in the corporate world, certainly university career centers, chambers of commerce, you know, and licensing it. So for people listening in, don't just limit yourself to thinking about working, you know, individually on your own. I think there's a lot of ways to bring this into a larger platform, depending on how you want to take it.
It's a model that helps set the stage for a lot of opportunities. Just the fact that we teach people to look for opportunities in a different way, to become more aware, help them to become more aware in their lives and in their planning and in their thinking. And there are places that needs to be that doesn't. And, you know, I invite those of you who have been to school, you know, whether you're college or junior college or you have advanced degrees or whatever, at what point did someone teach you how to decide what you really wanted your life to be like, and how to then find the right degree plan, or how many of you were pursuing a degree plan because it was going to get you a good job and income in the future? And at what point did you maybe start waking up and saying, you know, this is not quite what I would have imagined if someone had told me how to imagine?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And see, that's, I'm doing a lot of work now that I'm starting to get a lot of interest from college students, both before they start and while they're in the early, you know, early on in the degree plan, saying, you know, this really is not what I thought it was going to be. I always wanted to do a such and such, or I think I would like to do a so-and-so. How do I find out about that? So mm-hmm. the point about the university centers, you know, they know how to teach folks to go out and do the standard job search, and that's been fine for years and years, but it's not as much anymore. So there's then the corporations, large corporations, are looking for ways to keep their excited, their people, the talent they want to keep excited and interested and growing, and a lot of what we do has application there, too.
Yeah, I think it kind of fills a gap between, obviously there's the whole job search and job help area, and then there's the big, large entrepreneurial MBA programs around venture capital and building empires, and this is really much more about specifically working people who want to probably have small, self-sustaining businesses doing their own thing, doing something that makes them happy. So, great, thank you. Now, you don't have a website at the moment, because I don't want people to think that I skipped
your... No, I don't. No, I'm still offering. I operate fairly low-key. This work I've been doing, I've been a lot of word of mouth, and I've picked up several clients here just in the last week that have come to me from people who have been past clients or that I've talked to about this, friends that I know saying, oh, he's doing that. You know, you need to talk to him because he's doing that, and he can talk to you about that.
Yep.
And so I'm getting a lot of that kind of folks finding their way to me, so I haven't had to get the site up yet, but it is certainly something that's on my plan, which also, by the way, for those of you who might be a little nervous about that, Valerie's package comes with a wonderful binder that gives you the steps, the information, the ways to do it, suggestions on how to do it. I mean, it is a very all-encompassing package, as several people have said. I mean, from scratch to up and running with a website in the business practice. I mean, just so full of information, you just can't imagine. And it's dare I say, underpriced?
Yes, you
the
make
value
dare
is
say
so
that.
Good. Yeah.
You
I really,
make
I really
dare
do
say
mean
that.
That. I really do mean that. I think it's so much value and so much. There isn't anything that you can think of that Valerie has not addressed in some way, and in fact is just very open and very transparent about what she does and how she does it and offering what she does to you to go do your thing with as a kind of a springboard. It's not, you must follow my model. It's, here's the model I work with and all the tools and all the steps and all the information and the case studies and the tools that we'll give you to dissect those case studies and see what we did and how we went about finding the way to this person's passion. And now take that and make that work for you. Make it your own. So a very rewarding process.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to be on the call tonight, Steve.
Oh, my pleasure.
You know, a whole other perspective. I want to make sure we get to Ann Ronan. Are you with us, Ann?
I am.
From AuthenticLifeInstitute.com in Southern California. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Ann and I met, Ann took the self-paced program, but Ann and I actually met in person in Connecticut when you came to Ryan Lee's Continuity Summit, I think last May.
Yes.
And I had brought in about 17 coaches from this program, invited them as my guests. This was an arrangement that I had reached out to Ryan and said, hey, what do you think about this idea about bringing my people in to be on-site brainstormers? And, Ann, you were one of the people who, you know, hopped on an airplane. Of course, they lost your luggage, but you hopped on an airplane and came out there. So it was really great to meet you. Ann, I invited you because you're in still yet a different position, that you came into this having this pretty thriving coaching practice there in Southern California at Authentic Life Institute. So what made you decide that you wanted to kind of add this component? Because you've got like a six-figure coaching business going on.
I do, and I can tell you a funny story about that while you just jogged my memory. Valerie and I are both the kind of people, and I suspect most of the listeners on the call are also the kind of people that know that when they buy professional development, it truly is an investment. And so we do lots of it because it always takes us to the next level. And I wouldn't be at six figures if I hadn't made some investments like your program. But I got to that conference, and there was a lot of guys there. There was a lot of testosterone in the room and a lot of wealthy guys. They were doing really good in their work. And I'm sitting there, and I'm kind of pumping myself up, and I kind of bragged a little bit to one of the guys and says, oh, yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm doing six figures, you know. And he just looked at me nonchalantly and said, a month? Like, aren't you making six figures a month? And I'm like, oh,
he just assumed that's what you meant.
He really did, because he was there. He was there. And I had to kind of swallow and say, well, no, not yet. but I will be there eventually. I worked in academia for a long time, but 10 years ago decided to do something else. And like many of you, I always had a passion to help other people find their passions. And so I took a different kind of a certification program in career coaching, and most of my focus was midlife people like myself. I left my career at 42. who wanted to find a new career in paid employment. And that was my focus for probably the first 5 years of my practice. And I did everything from individuals to groups to retreats to workshops. So the money comes in information products. So your money can come from many different avenues. But about 5 years ago, I noticed that my clientele, I was just naturally attracting more and more women like myself who wanted to be self-employed, work from home, have a flexible lifestyle like Valerie has. And the program I had gone through didn't prepare me for that piece. I found that I have a natural tendency to be able to brainstorm with people and to see possibilities for them, but there was I felt like I had some holes in my knowledge. And when I came across Valerie's program, I knew it was perfect to fill in the gap. And and as everyone said before, so I won't beat a dead horse here, but it really is a turnkey program. I could tell by making this investment, as the first gal said, I'm sorry, I don't remember names, it handed me everything that would have taken me a ton of time to research and figure out on my own. So it was absolutely perfect, because now when people call, I've got this whole piece, and it's just right there, and I can jump right in and do these brainstorming calls with them. Just a note, I was at another conference this past weekend, and it was a building business kind of conference, and my particular interest was launching information products and making a lot of money at that. And about a third of the group was lawyers. Valerie, I don't know if you know Alexis Neely and Dave D, but Alexis Neely is a lawyer, so she attracts lawyers. And how many of the lawyers there talked about how they didn't want to build their law firm, they wanted to do something completely different. How many tears were shed, and how many of them, when we did a values exercise, had never done such a thing? It just stunned me.
Lawyers is a major market for this kind of
work. Oh, my word. And I just thought how needed this work is in the world. And I don't know if many of you on the call are like me, but you've probably done so much self-development and personal introspection that you think everybody already knows this stuff. Nope. You will be bringing a great service to the world with this work.
Yep. And the beauty of many attorneys is that, you know, they offer in that population, depending on their practice and if they're a firm partner in a large firm, who expect to pay a lot of money for certain services.
Yes.
And even if they don't, even if they're, you know, just here, I know some very modestly employed, self-employed attorneys who, you know, have this incredibly boring, tedious work of, you know, drafting contracts
right,
and
right,
stuff.
Right.
Who are realizing, you know, God, this is not what I really want to be doing. So.
Now, one of them said, you know, they call us counselors, and I thought I was going to get to do that, and I don't. Another couple things really quick is I'm sure to people that may be new to this whole thing on the call, I sound very competent, and wow, look where she is. I can tell you I know where you're at if you're just starting out. I'm an introvert. I was not confident. Before my first calls 10 years ago with people, I would say, please, dear God, don't let me do any harm to them. But one of the gals said, the practice, with the supportive group around you, like this forum and the people you have in this group, are what makes you get over that fear. And it's like riding a bicycle. You know, Valerie's given you the manual, but if you just sat and read a bicycle manual and didn't get on the bike and feel wobbly, you'd never get proficient at it. And once you do, it's easy. And I think that working with people in this kind of a program is the same thing. You get the manual, then you got to practice and feel wobbly, but at least you have a group to come back to and say, oh, my gosh, what would you have done? And before you know it, you're proficient.
Right, absolutely. And then with your first client, you can always set it up that, oh, we're going to do some brainstorming, and then we're going to, you know, I'm going to send you an email later, you know, with some more thoughts. And that allows you to go back and, you know, ask folks, gee, what would you have suggested to this person, and add to it. So there's, you know, lots of support and ways to help you get better. The thing I want to say about Anne, for folks listening in, is you really are where a lot of people want to be at. You know, you've got information products. You know, you've got the books. You've got the CD. You've got the newsletter. And you've got your entrepreneurial success circle coaching club.
Yes. Yes, and that came out of Ryan's group, and I just started out real small with it, but yes, I'm excited about that.
That's great. Yeah, I was going to ask you if that was a result of going to, because Ryan's program was all about setting up member programs or kind of continuous streams of income.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
I was glad to see that you took that and you.
I applied
back.
It. That's how you
did something with it.
Yes.
Right. Well, great. Well, listen, I appreciate you being on the call as well. So, again, let me tell folks that your site is AuthenticLifeInstitute.com.
Thank you.
So, I think it's just a good example of somebody who had a coaching practice who decided, okay, I'm going to add this on as another element. So thank you very much. I want to kind of add to, you know, because I know, and I was going to actually have you tell that story. We're sitting there in our 11 p.m. meeting one night at the in Connecticut when the group all came together, and Anne was so excited and said, "I love being around all this testosterone," and told us the story of this young fellow who said, "Oh, you're making $100,000 a month." And I guess the point that I want to make here is not so much about, it's not about necessarily thinking bigger about money. I think that's fine, and I think a lot of us certainly can and should do that, but personally, I don't know what I would do with $100,000 a month. What I'd like to do is, I just saw on TV tonight, it was on the public television news, this young fellow, 16 years old, a headmaster at a school in India, who teaches kids in the open air. There's no roof. When the monsoon comes in, the kids will have to scatter and the school closes. And I would like to be the person who could pick up the phone, you know, and like make a roof happen, you know, and have money for that kind of thing. But I just wanted to have people think, I don't care if you take this course or not, I want you to think bigger about your work and about your life. And I certainly have, as I said, big plans for this program. I don't know whether, you know, they will be, you know, these things will actually happen, but I do want to start partnering with companies like Entrepreneur Magazine. I want to start working with Chambers of Commerce. I want to look into getting accreditation with International Coaching Federation. And again, these are not promises, but these are possibilities and things that I'm looking at. And as some of you may know, if you read my email a few days ago, I just plunked down this outrageous amount of money, $10,000, to be part of a 10-person brainstorming group with Sir Richard Branson. And I did that because I want to be, I see it as an investment. There's a part of me, I called Lisa, I said, "Lisa, talk me out of this. Am I crazy?" But I decided, you know, I'm going to be in a room with Sir Richard Branson, billionaire, entrepreneur, and social entrepreneur, which is the part that I love. And all my money is going to a fundraiser. And I get to wear a gown because there's a big party that night, a big fundraising party. But I did that because I want to be able to go to Entrepreneur Magazine. I want to be able to go to some of these big corporate sponsors and say, well, when I brainstormed this idea with Sir Richard Branson.
Oh, that's brilliant. Brilliant.
I think it's going to be, you know, kind of a conversation starter. Now, I had dinner this weekend with a group of friends, none of whom are entrepreneurs, and they were just kind of, you know, their mouths are hanging open when I tell them I just paid $10,000 to brainstorm with Sir Richard Branson. So I called them all the next day, and I said, I went back, and I reread the email, and it's actually Ted Danson. And they, that was a joke. Never mind. We thought it was pretty funny at the time, but it is Sir Richard Branson. So anyway, listen, on that note, I have big plans, whether you're, you know, you get on this particular bus or you get on a different bus, I want you to really think about what is the right path for you, and it may be this, and it may not. Now, I'm going to be opening the registration process tomorrow at noon. I am limiting the registration, and one reason is, A, I pride myself on good customer service, and if I've got, you know, hundreds of people kind of flooding in, I can't do that. Number two, I have partnered with somebody this year who's going to be adding a 16-week, very hands-on marketing and business development element. So after you take this program, this is a self-paced program with lots of support to get you through it, you're automatically going to be in small groups of about 15, 20 people every week pushing ahead and learning about marketing. So when you do that seminar or when you go out and network, she has this wonderful process for you to very effortlessly talk about what you do so people want to sign up and work with you. Because the reality is 60% of the people, if you don't get them to make a commitment right then and there, they get busy and they're going to forget. So she actually excels at kind of marketing for people who hate marketing. So I think you're going to love that, but that's the other reason why I do need to limit the enrollment. I put together, I think, a very comprehensive description of the program. I took a Q&A approach. So if you already know some of the questions, the answers, like, you know, who am I? If you already know that, you know, feel free to skip over that. I might have thrown in some more interesting things, but, you know, you can skip over that. You know, how am I going to market and get clients? What's in the program? You know, how much money can I make? What kind of, you know, other what am I thinking of? Expenses. You know, do I have to kind of factor in when I start a business like this? So I try to answer the questions that I have heard most often over the years and really kind of put it into one package. So we're going to get you the recording of this call, which I think was, I found it interesting, but maybe that's just me. I want to thank the people on the call. We're going to get you this recording, and I will put the link in there. The people on this call tonight, and we had over 50 people register, you are on the first in line list. You signed up for that list, so you're going to get advanced registration link before it goes out in the newsletter later this week, Wednesday or Thursday. I want to give you that head start because you essentially kind of raise your hand. And in doing that, you also have access to, I built in some kind of fast-acting bonuses. I like people who take action, and I want you to make sure it's the right action for you. As a matter of fact, when you read the description tomorrow, you will see that there's a whole section where I try to talk you out of this course, because it really is for people who are ready, willing, and able to put in effort and make a dream happen, because it's not going to happen without you. And I guarantee it will happen slower than you want it to, but I also guarantee that this time next year, you are going to be in a very different place than you are right now. So with that, I like to stay on track with time. I did promise folks that I would open it up if there's any really pressing questions, but I think everything is really covered in that on that program description page that you're going to get the link to tomorrow. Anything that people absolutely must know before we get off the call tonight, go ahead and push *6. Otherwise, we're going to wrap up. All right, then I'm going to run back through my guest tonight and just thank everybody one more time. I want to thank Susan Baker, and I want you to encourage you to go to her website at escapehatcher.com. I want you to thank with me Stephen Coxey and go to discoverylookout.com. Karen Heck from giveyourselfpower.com. Wright Career Coaching and Consulting. I'm sure you could just find him if you just drove around Texas between Austin and San Antonio. You're going to find Stephen Wright, but we'll be hearing from Stephen again, I'm sure, with his website. And Ann Ronan from AuthenticLifeInstitute.com. Thank all of you for taking the time to be here and to share your marketing strategies, your niches, and your experience with the Outside the Job Box program. And I wish everybody a good night. If you have questions after you see the materials tomorrow, please don't hesitate to give me a call. So good night, everybody. Take care.